The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. On Fridays, we relax our phone screening. We can talk about just about anything on Fridays. Here is my telephone number to get in line, 877-BOB-LIVE. A lot of things to talk about, politically, theologically, so many things going on in the world around us that you might want to discuss. You want to make comments, ask questions. It's open. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Well, here's an update on the Mount Carmel scandal, and I think that certainly qualifies. It is indeed a scandal. The attorneys for Dr. William Husel had requested a delay in the criminal case against Dr. Husel, but an appellate court has dismissed the appeal from Dr. Husel and Mount Carmel Health System, which means that this is a small victory, at least for the families of the patients. A total of 29 wrongful death lawsuits were filed against Husel and the hospital in wake of the patient overdose scandal. And to date, the hospital, this is to date, it's going to be a lot more. To date, the hospital has paid out more than $13 million in settlements. Quote, Husel, who is facing 25 murder charges, accused of ordering lethal doses of patients, had asked a lower court to issue a stay on the wrongful death lawsuits filed by the patients' families while his criminal case is still pending. But an appellate court said, no, we're not going to delay it. It can continue. So at least it won't be drawn out any longer than necessary. I said this when this first broke. This is going to go on for years, and it certainly will. Hey, can I temper that bad news with some really, really good news? Today is the final day of our Bible League campaign. It's all over today. Today is your last opportunity to participate and call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go to thewordcolumbus.com and click on the Bible League banner. If you were listening yesterday, we were when we went off the air, we were $325 away from $12,000. Now, if you remember, our goal was only 6,000, and we were at 11,000, whatever. We were, I think it was $325 away from the $12,000 plateau. Well, when I got the report this morning, we are over $12,000. In fact, with the gifts that came in last night, and one of our listeners gave online, and they want to remain anonymous, so I will not mention their name. But with the phone calls last night and those that gave online, right now we are at $12,685. $12,685. That is such good news, because that means way over 100,000 people are going to be impacted by the Word of God. And these are persecuted Christians. That is just such great news. And I just can't thank you enough. I'm praising God for your generosity, for your sacrificial giving. And thank you. Now, you can still give today. If you want to participate, if you want to become a part of this incredible effort, you can still do it today. But today is the last day. 800-YES-WORD is the number. 800-937-9673. If you want to join the dozens of other phone callers, listeners to Bob Burney Live, and those who went online, you can do it today. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Bible League tab, and you can give online. That's just incredible. $12,685. We have more than doubled our goal. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we turn to this. This is shocking, eye-opening. The number one leading cause of death worldwide over the last 100 years, abortion. Abortion. A brand new report estimates that, you ready? In the past 100 years, 1 billion, that's with a B, over the last 100 years, over 1 billion unborn babies have been killed. Thomas W. Jacobson, co-author of the report and director of a large pro-life organization, said that they spent 36 years researching abortion data across the globe and found more than 1 billion abortions recorded between 1921 and 2015. Now, when you average that out, this is just so shocking. An average worldwide 34,400 babies killed by abortion every single day for 100 years. 34,400 babies killed by abortion every day for 100 years. China ranked first for the number of abortions, approximately 400 million. Russia came in second with about 219 million. And the United States was third with about 60 million babies in the last 100 years. Cumulative deaths by abortion exceed, listen to this, cumulative deaths by abortion exceed all deaths by wars, governments, genocides, and every other form of death in the 1900s, the last century, far, far greater. They found that 73% of the unborn babies were aborted in communist countries. And as we move closer to socialism and communism, I would assume we would expect those numbers to rise here. That's just another reason why we cannot allow our government to slide in that direction. According to the report, abortions are legal in 136 countries. Only 60 countries protect unborn babies from abortion. Abortions are legal in 136 countries. It is illegal in only 60 countries. More babies, more people, more human beings have died by abortion. The death, government, genocides, diseases, and every other form of death in the last 100 years. 1 billion babies aborted. All right, enough bad news. When we come back, a case that I spent a lot of time on yesterday and the day before, the 7-year-old boy in Texas. I've got good news. Stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
This is Bob Burney Live.
We've been following closely this story of this little 7-year-old boy, James Younger, down in Texas. The bad, bad, bad news at the beginning of the week is that a jury, 11 out of 12 jurors, ruled in favor of the mother. Now, what the case was all about was who was going to make health decisions for this little boy. The mother, who is a doctor, since the little boy, and again, twin boys, two boys, one of the boys, one of the twins, when he was 3 years old, the mother started saying, "You're a girl. You're not a boy. You're a girl." Began telling him that there are monsters in your room that only eat boys. So if you're a girl, the monster won't eat you. She started dressing him up like a girl, sending him to school and kindergarten. She registered him as a girl, demanded that the teachers call him Luna instead of James. The father said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 you can't do that. He's 7 years old. He's not old enough to decide whether he's a boy or a girl. You can't do that." And so he went to court to get sole conservatorship of the boy, custody. The jury ruled against the father and gave full conservatorship to the mother. And the world was shocked. Well, yesterday, in fact, last night, the presiding judge has overruled the jury. Now, hey, I don't understand all of the legalities here. I don't understand how a judge can overrule the jury. I don't know. But let me just read to you the story from last night. The judge presiding over the case of Jeffrey Younger, the father who is trying to protect his 7-year-old son James from chemical castration via a gender transition, ruled today that the parents will have joint conservatorship over James, which includes making joint medical decisions for the child. Now, what is the really, really, really good news out of this is the mother cannot unilaterally make medical decisions on behalf of this boy without the approval of the father. The decisions are going to have to be made jointly. So the judge rules that the father will have a say in the gender transition of the seven-year-old boy. The judge's name, Kim Cooks of the 255th District in Texas, also put a gag order on both parents so that neither can speak to the press about the case. And I think that's great. I do. I have no problem with that at all. For the boy's sake, I think that is good that the judge put a gag order on both parents. Neither one can go to the press. Also, the judge decided that the father is not required to pay attorney fees. Let's see. Mr. Younger and his ex-wife, Dr. Ann Gergelis, were in court last week fighting over custody and decision-making abilities for James and his twin, Jude. So on and so on and so on. The 11 out of the 12 jurors decided Monday that Mr. Younger should not be granted sole managing conservatorship over the twin boys and so on. Anyway, the judge has ruled that both parents will be involved in the decisions. And I would assume, and again, I'm not an expert, I don't know all of the details, but I would assume that that gives the father absolute veto rights over any further gender transitioning. Now, if you are prone to pray about this, and I hope you will, pray for this little boy. He is in a tug of war. And I am convinced that he has an evil mother. Who else but an evil mother would begin telling their son when they're 3 years old, you're a girl, and that there are monsters in your room that only eat boys. That's why you need to be a girl. She's just evil. So I don't think that she's going to go away quietly. I don't think she's going to give up easily. So even though this is a real victory, pray for the little boy. Now, what I told you yesterday, I think is going to continue. The governor of the state of Texas has ordered an investigation into this child's well-being by Family Services. I think that is appropriate. So the Attorney General's office and Family and Protection Services are going to do a full investigation. And if what the father is saying about this mother is true, that she is cruelly manipulating this little boy, I would hope that action will be taken against this mother. So while this is good news in the interim, this is far, far, far from over. And of course, we will keep an eye on this case. Coming up on the break, you still have time to pledge to the Bible League. Today is the last day. Over, done, finished today. If you want to contribute, if you want to pledge, if you want to become a part of this miraculous movement of God in our midst, you can still call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Every $5 provides a copy of God's Word to the persecuted church. You can also go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Bible League tab. Again, today is the last day, but there is still time to give. 800-YES-WORD.